This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how every time government dietary recommendations are revised, it's a big deal, food pyramid and all that? Same thing in China. There are new guidelines over there, and the Guardian newspaper reports that they include cutting meat consumption in China by half, which makes this, in that way that the global economy works, a climate change story. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim tells us what's going on.
How much would a Chinese cutback on meat consumption affect the U.S.? Well, first of all, realize we're talking mainly about pork. China has banned U.S. beef for about a dozen years now after a mad cow scare. Besides that, China's pork industry is just
massive. That country produces and consumes about half the world's pork.
Joe Sheely is with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He says the Chinese appetite for pork is so large it can still need imports. Already through April of this year, the U.S. has shipped about $220 million worth to the mainland. So a cutback could be significant. But Sheely says sales will probably stay strong.
You're going to still add new users because more and more people in China move into the middle class each year. More of them have access to modern supermarkets, modern restaurants, that kind of thing.
There is hope among environmental groups that a cutback would significantly reduce carbon emissions from the Chinese livestock industry. UC Davis's Frank Mitlerner is used to dashing those hopes. He's argued against estimates that livestock contributes up to half the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Mitlerner says it's much lower. But he also agrees the Chinese will keep eating more meat.
The reason why this recommendation comes up, in my opinion, is that they are fearful that they cannot satisfy that need.
If that's the case, it could mean more boom years for U.S. exports. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.